Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other People's Problems, OPP for short. We store them all, if you've missed one, on the...
The Odyssey app.
Thank you.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
It's a well-oiled machine in here. What do you got?
We have Lucy today, and she just found out that her boyfriend is lying.
Oh. Break up with him.
Oh, my God. Here
break
we go.
He could be lying about something silly.
Okay.
I'm in a man-hater mode.
Yeah, which is really weird.
Yeah.
That you're engaged.
Yeah.
And you hate
I don't
men.
Hate him.
Oh.
Okay.
Lucy?
Yai.
What is going on? Tell us about this lie.
Well, I've been dating my boyfriend for a while now, and, you know, he's a great guy. I feel like I can see a future with him, or at least I could before I found out what I found out.
Oh, God.
Okay. You know, you have, like, when you start getting serious with your partner, you start having those serious conversations, and we've, you know, discussed our finances. Mm. And he told me, you know, he's like, I don't make much money. And I was like, that's okay. Like, I understand. I mean, we don't live together or anything yet, but, the topic of moving in together has come up. And so anyway, the thing is, I found out that that is a total lie. We are actually at the same level financially.
Okay.
So, I mean, whenever we, you know, go out, we either split the bill or I'll pay for it entirely. Oh. And, you know, it seemed fair because, like, we were both making, if you're both making similar amounts of money. But then I found an ATM receipt in his car, and I saw that, like, okay, he has a very large account balance.
Oh, okay. I was nervous.
Okay, so he's rolling in. Okay.
He told you.
Who doesn't want to break up now? We're in the center room.
Don't break up.
Marry him. I'm just kidding.
Everyone.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. We're going to have to lessen the estrogen in the room.
No. So he,
I love them.
He told you, I don't make very much money. So you paid for a lot of stuff the whole time you've been dating. Now you find out he might be rich.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And, just making sure we got our bases covered here.
Okay. Yeah. And I always get caught on this tangent.
You know, we're both, you know, kind of pulling in the same. I thought even like, you know, I might even make more money than him. Like I was thinking like, oh, maybe he's even, you know, kind of overestimating or, you know, just saying like he makes about what I make to, you know, save face. But no, he makes a lot more, and it totally threw me off. And so it led me on kind of a little, like, mystery tour through his computer.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't just the ATM receipt.
Okay.
No, I mean, I was just like, maybe it's some kind of mistake. Maybe he picked up somebody, you know, like, there are, like, multiple receipts or whatever. Like, maybe he'd accidentally grabbed somebody.
Oh, my God!
And was his name on it?
Maybe it was a phone number.
It wasn't really clear. Like, I wasn't sure. So I just was like, I need to get verification of, like, what is going on here.
Oh, my
And anyway, like, I don't know.
Okay, he so makes a ton.
It turns out he is loaded. He is loaded.
Okay. I mean, okay, good for you, girl. Okay, okay. Wait, hold on.
Oh, good for you. But you got off the phone with the Cayman Islands, and you're like, good, good, do your due diligence.
This whole premise was, oh, my boyfriend's lying to me, but now you're kind of lying to him.
Yeah.
Because you went through his stuff.
That's not lying. Even though I hate
not
snooping.
Not telling the truth.
No, but it's like snooping, I hate it, but like, it's not lying, it's just due diligence. I don't like it. Right? I don't like it.
It is just due diligence.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, but this, why would he lie about this?
And I don't know. Watching the reaction of everyone in this room is why he would lie about it.
But that's the thing. I understand that now. Like, it's good because they actually fell in love for the real right.
But also,
reason.
He was lying the whole time.
It's fine.
Be honest about how much money you're bringing to this relationship.
303-222-5423. You can call or you can text. Like, does he know you know? Or are you...
No, not yet.
No, and you can't... I don't know how to tell you this.
I confront him about this without finding out that I... Yeah.
No, you can't tell him, you know.
She has to tell him. She can't just continue to pay for all the dates. First of all, how many times do I have to say it? Women make less on the dollar.
Okay.
She can't keep paying for all the dates if she's like, by the way, you're loaded, and someday you're just going to leave me and I paid for everything.
You say to me, by the way, you're loaded. I say to you, how do you know that?
Then she says,
what did you do to
I can
find
no
out?
Longer pay for dates. That's that. I don't know. There's no win here. She's going to lose.
Lucy, you said you saw the ATM receipt, so he's got a big balance, but you saw more than that you know he's making? Because maybe he got an inheritance or something.
I saw pay stubs. Okay.
How deep in the rabbit hole did you go? Like, you got on his computer and like, oh, passwords
I'm
are safe.
I'm not proud of it. I mean, I'm not proud of what I did.
Well, you're admitting it on the radio, so you're a little proud of it. Like, I don't.
Well, I don't know. I need advice. Like, I can't hold on to this anymore.
Did she
like,
dump him?
Why?
It's like
because he is like this. I know. Is a good lie still a lie? Of course it is.
I don't know if this is a good lie.
It's still a, it's like, he would, what if he was lying the other way? I'm loaded. He's got a Jaguar, not a Jaguar. Why did I say Jaguar? That's weird. He's got like a Beamer. He's got like.
Oh my gosh, these men are so embarrassing.
A nice place. But then it's like, yeah, no, I make six figures. And then you check his balance and he's like, he doesn't have that. Like that would be worse. Yes.
Totally. But this whole relationship is on false information and she's been paying for everything. So he's sitting back going, go ahead, spend your hard-earned money that you're making less than me on me. So what? My bank account can grow?
Well, his money might also be hard-earned.
Yeah, but it's
like,
too
just
much.
Just because it's more doesn't mean...
What are you?
Again,
okay.
He might be just protecting to make sure that she's not in it for the wrong reason.
Do rich people really do that?
I don't know. I'm not rich.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, but have you ever dated anybody rich? Like,
no.
My impression of rich people, I mean, I know some sort of rich, but they don't flaunt it, but they don't hold much back.
Yeah, don't like lie about it. They just kind of don't bring it up, but I don't know that like lines and other stuff. But isn't this kind of like the movie where you find out that cute boy is a prince and you're like, oh, this is
exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
Aaron is so shallow.
And did he plainly say I'm not a prince before? And by the way, I'm actually a jester.
Lucy, what do you want? Do you want him to pay for date? Like, what's your ultimate solution? You want him to come clean? You want him to start paying?
I want him to come clean. I mean, I want to know that like he sees me as a worthy partner. I don't know. It just makes me feel like, you know, why is he? Is it a test? Has he been testing me this whole time or something? Ew. Like, I want to come clean.
If he was testing her, she passed until she snooped. Looks like, did she fail the test? I don't know. How would he view this as if it was a test?
You're right.
How would he score this? I don't know.
Badly.
Lucy, hang on. We're going to get you some advice. Come on. You'd be stoked if you found this out.
Totally. But that's why... No.
Yeah. Hack, call in, please. Please.
But she didn't, like, she was fine with it until she saw the receipt, and then that kind of made her suspicious. So I understand the curiosity after that.
Here, can I just point out the obvious, just for every, like, when you saw the receipt, you should, instead of jailbreaking his laptop, you should go, hey, what's this?
Yeah.
Totally.
Hey, what's this?
It's funny, poor boy. I didn't think of that option.
Right. You're just immediately, right. You know, doing the Mission Impossible.
She was immediately like, break up with him, you
psycho. He's a rich liar. There's worse kinds of liars to be. What should Lucy do next? Should she confront him? Should she just forget her credit card for a few expensive dates?
Yeah. Or is this a huge red flag? Are we just missing it? Is this a red flag? Is Erica right?
Yeah, I'm not missing it. I'm not missing it.
So you would still dump him because he lied?
Most likely.
Wow.
Okay. 303-222-5423.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm a little surprised Erin is still in the room because she's been trying to find Lucy's boyfriend this whole time.
That's not true.
She has a boyfriend of her own.
Yeah, but does he make this kind of scratch?
We don't actually know what Lucy's boyfriend's making.
She doesn't really know either.
Well, she does. She's seen his paychecks at this point. Here was the thing. Lucy and this guy were going out. He downplayed what he made, has had her pay on, they either split or she pays.
That's the part that's really yucky to me.
Why?
Because how rude to go, hey, honey, you know, you can pay for this one. And secretly, he's just banking dough.
Yeah.
But she was completely fine with it until she found the receipt. Like, that's the only... Like, they were so happy, and she was like, this is great. I love my relationship.
Because it's the lie behind it.
Yeah. And she was fine with it before she knew how much more money than her he was making.
So she found an ATM receipt. That's innocent enough. I would be on Lucy's side. Then she forensically... went through his accounting.
Okay, so she opened up a website and said, enter.
On his computer, obviously using a saved password.
It was intentional, and I don't love that.
Like, we're mad at his lie, but not her deception.
She changes the deductions, and right. She's, like, deep in there.
It's so boys versus girls in here sometimes.
Oh, well, I see both sides here, but it's also, like, don't lie to begin with.
But sometimes you...
What? Need to?
Sometimes you guys kind of force us to lie.
That is not
true. Are you kidding me?
That is not
true. You kind of do.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
You set up situations.
She showed up to the relationship and said, money, please. She didn't do that, as far as we know.
But now he knows that because he kept it cool. Just omitted some truths.
Michael.
Yai.
Yai. What do you have advice? What do you get out of this?
Well, is it really a lie? Because what it is some people, a dollar is of value to one person is a lot of money. Another person is $10,000. So they actually really talked about what your earnings are. And then whatever his account is, who knows, in the last 10 years he got a trust, he got whatever. So I think a relationship is honesty and asking that question. Say, hey, I noticed, you know, do you really make the same amount? And maybe he does. But yet to him... Maybe how he's looking at it, the amount of money he's making isn't very much because it's his goal to drive and make more and more and more.
But so her dollar doesn't matter. She is welcome to spend as much as she wants on dates because he's not going to do it. So her dollar actually doesn't matter as long as he's taking home what he's taken home.
But I'm just, do you hear what he's saying? Or are you just defending?
Not really.
You don't.
No, but
What? Oh my God, it's such a...
Hey, she's honest. Yeah. We love the honesty.
Did we take a call?
I'm frustrated because it's like, he doesn't get to decide that him making much more than her means he's actually making less.
No.
But how does he... Okay, if they haven't talked about numbers and what that amount is...
That!
How does he know? Like I said, he's saying, well, I don't make very much money and made that comment. Well, to him...
He doesn't make very much money.
Your number is not much because he's trying to make a lot more.
I have friends who make so much money. Like, in fact, almost all my friends make tons of money. So if you ask me, like, do you make a lot of money? I'm going to go, no.
Compared to your friends.
Correct. So if my girlfriend, and if Lucy was my girlfriend, sure. Hey, you make a lot of money? No, I really don't. But, well, and then she finds out, well, you make more than me. It's like, oh, well, I'm sorry.
But okay. It mm-hmm. seems that judging from the ATM receipt, he's making more. Yeah.
But,
right. But what it is where did that money come from? It could have been from a trust. It could have been.
She did. She did snoop and see his pay stubs, though.
She did a bit of digging.
No, I think the best thing with any relationship is honesty. And like I said, is perception of money in the same thing as with my wife makes $250,000 plus. She goes, I don't make that much money. In the normal thing, the average wage of the normal working person in Colorado is about $60,000. So she's really making money,
but because
she came from a wealthy family, she really, I don't make much money.
Right.
But yet, that is really good money.
Thank you for the call, Michael. He's trying to say is, they had a money conversation in vagaries. Hey, do you make good money? Not really.
Then they're not having a very healthy relationship.
Correct. But like you are blaming 100% of it on him. And what Michael's saying is the two of them need to come together and go like, what does a lot of money mean to you? Because like I make $60,000 a year and I feel like I'm doing really, really good. And he's like, oh, well, I make 80 and I feel like I'm barely scraping by. Yeah. Like they didn't do that. They just kind of had this talk.
Well, we
of
don't
like,
know.
Well, we know that she knows because she like broke. She hacked. She hired hackers. There was a team of...
She opened a computer.
I know, but it's still...
We also don't know as far as paying for dates. We don't know. Maybe he's a homebody. And he's like, I don't want to go out all the time. She's like, we need to go out to a restaurant. He's like...
I don't trust him.
Then you can pay.
Well, you don't have to sleep with him.
Thank goodness.
Jackie?
Hi.
Hi.
I think that because he let you pay for things, thinking... And he didn't really tell you that he had any money. He just let you pay... So, like, what's under that? Like, why wouldn't he tell you the truth?
Because you didn't ask.
Like, but you don't need to lie.
He didn't lie.
He did.
He didn't really.
No, he didn't lie, but he omitted the truth, and he just
much
let
cleaner.
Her pay.
You know? So you think she should get rid of this guy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because there's something underneath that doesn't feel right to me.
These two? Shouldn't be together. One's lying, one's hacking, they're both omitting.
Sounds like a great couple, actually.
And also, they're not even just talking.
I don't know that that's the answer. I think, when did you have the conversation with your fiance?
Early.
Oh my God, that's so boring.
But we talked about everything in like the first 2 months, and it was like, take it or leave it.
Okay.
And it was take it. Just saying.
We are
you engaged?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.